Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And those of you who know me know that I grew up 10 minutes from Memorial Stadium and went to a lot of Cal games back in the day when I was growing up. And I think about all the great wide receivers they had, from Wesley Walker and Sean Dawkins and DeSean Jackson. And yet, just last year, the all-time single-season reception record, 108 catches, was set by my guest. We're happy to have him right now, and that's Jacob DeJesus. Jacob, welcome to the show. And did that even surprise you when they said, hey, guess what, you have the all-time record?
It did. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, just making sure. But yeah, so I was definitely surprised towards the end of the season when they were just telling me that, you know, you have a chance to go get the record. And, you know, it was just an extreme honor, you know what I mean, to just be in that same conversation as great receivers like Jeff MacArthur, Keenan Allen, and DeSean Jackson, you know, some of the all-time greats at Cal. And so when they told me that, yeah, it was hard to believe. I really didn't think. I was like, man, that's crazy. But it was really just a truly blessing from God, and just very blessed and grateful that I was able to achieve that.
I know you're from Manteca. How often did you ever go to the Bass Pro Shops?
Yeah, I remember when they opened up the Bass Pro Shops when I was really young, and I would go over there often, you know, looking at the fish and stuff in the aquarium, and, you know, whether it was buying fishing poles or, you know, just going on the boats or quads that they have in there just to check them out. And, you know, it was kind of like when I had my daughter, you know, I would go and take her over there, and I would see that her face would light up, you know, to see the fishes and things like that. So it was cool.
So you're a fantastic high school player at Manteca High, but 5'6", everybody doubts you, so you go down the road close by, Modesto JC. Have you always had a kind of chip on your shoulder that people kind of write you off without giving you a chance?
Definitely. I feel like whenever I walk into a room, you know, especially football-wise, you know, nobody feels like, nobody bats an eye at me, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's talking about me. You know, they might actually look at me and say, man, like, what is that guy doing here, you know? So I always feel like I have to prove myself wherever I go, and I'm constantly doing that. You know, my teacher in high school called it, he said I have little man syndrome. You know, just I always walk around with that chip on my shoulder, you know, thinking that I have to prove myself to everybody. And just, you know, I feel like, yeah, I definitely have that big chip on my shoulder just because of my size. But, you know, I don't let my size affect me or my game.
So you play for the Rebs at UNLV. You the MVP of the L.A. Bowl. You got another year left. We'll talk more about eligibility in a second. But you decide to go to Cal and then play in the ACC. What was that decision to leave Vegas for Berkeley?
It was a tough decision because, you know, I really loved UNLV and my time there, especially because they were the only school to give me a chance coming out of Modesto Junior College. And so they always have a soft spot in my heart. Me and my fiance and my daughter, we all grew up there. And so it was just really cool to be a part of UNLV and the Rebels. But, yeah, ultimately making that decision to leave to go to Cal was really just about I wanted to show the scouts at the next level that I can play at a higher level and also be the guy, you know what I mean? And so to come and be a big player in the ACC, I feel like I just solidified myself, you know, just showing the scouts that, you know, you don't have to worry about my size or my play. I can play, you know, in the biggest conferences and still shine.
Last year, one of the great freshmen in the country, of course, was JKS, and Sangapolatele looked like he was going to transfer with NIL, and I wasn't going to blame him. He's decided to stay. Meanwhile, you know, like the two best linebackers, you got Ferrelli with Clemson and Ole Miss fighting over him, and Olave goes to BYU. But what about that connection you had with that fantastic freshman, and kind of a little Hawaiian connection, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I am Hawaiian. I grew up out here. My dad was born on the Big Island out there. But, yeah, I mean, that connection with JKS has just been, honestly, from the start. I remember the first day of spring practice, me and him connected on on the long seam pass down the field, and I knew from that moment, like, man, this is special. I think he has a very good talent with his accuracy and his arm ability. I think really what helped me a lot is he was used to throwing to receivers that were smaller because from, you know, cause being on the island, he had a lot of small receivers at Campbell High School. And so he was just saying, like, bro, I see you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm able to hit you on those throws. And so that was just really cool to, you know, have a quarterback that's used to throwing to small receivers like myself. And just, he's just a phenomenal kid, phenomenal player, just an even better person, though, man. He's a great person. I love him to death.
You know, I think what you did, we're speaking, by the way, with Jacob DeJesus with Cal. You came on, and, you know, I wasn't following the offseason transfers, and so all of a sudden I'm like, who's this DeJesus guy? And then you were so clutch. And the thing I admired about you is you don't wait the ball to come to you. You go to it. You catch the ball with your hands, and then you bring it in, and then you're good after the catch. And then, like, halfway through the season, it's like DeJesus is the man. Like, you got to throw it to him. Where did you get that discipline for doing all the fundamentals right when a lot of guys just try to trap the ball against their chest plate?
I think I just really had a lot of great coaches growing up in high school and you know, in 7-on-7 that, you know, just taught me the little details matter. And, you know, just staying disciplined. And also, when you turn on the tape and you watch players at the next level in the NFL and or even the higher levels of college, the best players in college are doing it. They're catching the ball with their hands, and you know what I mean? They're taking a picture of it each and every time. And it's just an important detail because when that DB's coming in, you guys both break on the ball. You know, if you have your hands out there first, you know what I mean? You're going to get there first if you have your hands stretched out like that. So it's just, you know, like I said, just watching tape and just having little coaches over and over just always taught me on the little things, doing the little things right. And, you know, for someone my size, I constantly have to do, you know, I have to be perfect at, almost perfect at, you know, everything that I do receiver-wise, you know what I mean? Because I'm already at a disadvantage because of my height.
All right, well, we have a transition. Coach Wilcox, who did his best, and I think everybody admires the effort that he put in. He lost his job, and now Tosh Lapoy, who, of course, has Cal roots and did a great job coordinating at Oregon, he comes in now. And what's the message from Coach? And then also with you, are you going to be able to get another year with Cal, or how's that all working with the hardship case and that extra year?
Sadly, I don't believe that I will be able to get that extra year. The draft has already started, and I believe it is already too late to opt out of the draft. As much as I did want another year, I had the lawyer on my side and everything. We were working through a case. The NCAA just, they had the hearing on February 10th, and the NCAA just hadn't made the final decision yet. And frankly, I think they're pushing it, prolonging it on purpose, like just so, you know, like players could go on to the next level and they don't have to worry about, you know, players getting extra years and things like that. So I don't think that I will be a part of that any longer. I think God has a different plan for me, and it's time for me, you know, to move on to the next level, next chapter in my life. And as much as I did, I wanted to get that extra year, and if I did get it, I was for sure staying here with Cal, because, man, the things that Coach Tosh Lapoy has going on over here, it's amazing. I'm pretty sure you've seen a glimpse of it at the spring game, but this is a whole different team, a whole different attitude in the building. I see a lot of great players, and I just think he's going to, you know, I think we were already a good program, but I think he's going to take it to the next level, if you know what I mean. I think the Bay Area, I think Berkeley is ready for that, and I'm just so excited, you know, to watch them next season.
All right, now, very important question for you. Top Dog, Blondies, or Steve's Korean?
I'm going to say Top Dog.
Yeah, that's me too, baby.
Yeah.
All right, and then last question for you. What have you been hearing from scouts? Like, you know, seventh round pick or probably, you know, undrafted free agent, and which is kind of cool because then you can pick where you want to go. What are some of the people that have been giving you feelers saying we're interested?
Yeah, I definitely heard from a few teams. The top three teams that I've heard from is the Buffalo Bills, Chicago Bears, and the San Francisco 49ers. And all of them pretty much have the same idea for me as you know, where they want to see me play. It's a lot of, doing a lot of the return stuff, which I know is a big part of my game. And then also coming in and maybe doing playing different positions. I had some of them talking about playing slot receiver, even moving me around in the backfield to do, like, be a receiving back out of the backfield. But, yeah, they were talking, all of them were saying the same thing as far as later rounds or undrafted free agent. I know the last time I talked to the Niners, they were saying that they don't have any sixth, seventh round picks this year. Although they did just trade for one last night, they ended up, they have a fifth round pick now because they gave up their 30th pick last night. But yeah, it's between you know, those teams right there, and you know, we'll see what happens in these next few days.
Well, yeah, you're such a weapon. The Niners lost their return man as well, but I just think about you in the backfield coming out on delays, running patterns into the flat or like a wheel route, and all of a sudden you're loose. I mean, you are first team all ACC. You are going to get a shot, and we wish you all the best. We've been speaking with Jacob DeJesus, set the single season record for most catches of a receiver at Cal with 108 last year. JDJ, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you very much for having me, man. You guys have a great one.